for talking trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings clogging my ears.
Say what?
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Talk, final segments in the 4 o'clock hour on a Thursday. That means talking trash time, courtesy of Sanipec. Sanipec, proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Download the app for your Apple device or Android device at the and they will remind you the night before your pickup that your pickup is about to happen. Could I have worded that any worse? Proud employer of over 120 individuals, Sanipec. So, obviously, thanks to Sanipec for helping out our community and taking out our trash because I don't want to do it. Steve, did you wave at your dude today?
I didn't see him. Okay. They might have been there early. I think they were actually back on their regular schedule after the miserable weather. More importantly, everything got picked up, and that's all that counts.
That's all that really matters in the end. Speaking of regular schedule, I haven't been here all day until this. I'm basically Batman. I'm kind of looming, and then I show up when it really matters, and that is talking trash time apparently today. So
apparently.
I'm going to start because I'm talking right now, and it would be weird to throw it to you, Steve. I don't know why it would be weird, but it just would be in my mind right now, so I'm not going to do it. I got Darren Revelle. I'm going to start off with him. He's basically on the Mount Rushmore of being trash. Put out a tweet today commemorating the fact that 35 years ago today, Cheryl Miller scored 105 points in a high school basketball game. The story behind it actually is that Reggie came home excited after scoring 39 in a game, and that Cheryl said congratulations, then went on to tell him that she scored 105 that same night. But Revelle's tweet today is why he's trash. 35 years ago today, Reggie Miller's sister, Cheryl, scored 105 points in a game for Riverside Poly High in a 179-15 victory. She hasn't been Reggie Miller's sister ever. She is Cheryl Miller. Everyone who follows basketball on Earth knows who Cheryl Miller is. So Darren Revelle's trash. What level of trash say you guys?
He's a jackass and deserves to get incinerated.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. What do you think?
Wow. Steve's bringing the fire. I thought it was just kind of dumb because I'm not one who follows basketball, so maybe I needed a little bit of help of being reminded who Cheryl or who Miller's sister was, Cheryl. Right. Now I know. But yeah, Revelle just in general needs to be...
All right, so he's getting incinerated and you're getting incinerated for thinking he shouldn't be incinerated. Here you go.
Too late. Double burn. Too late.
All right, we're going to go to Nick now. Go, Nick.
So there's nothing more trash than Thursday night football. The players aren't healthy. They're not ready, and they've said it multiple times to multimedia members. The Color Rush jerseys just end up being basic all-white jerseys, and the games, they are so crap. to say that all of the crap you had to deal with on Thursday nights is, quote, every barometer of the quality of the game is better on Thursday night. You have to be trash yourself. That person is Roger Goodell. Roger, Thursday night football is not good. A game that's 17-15 like the Cowboys-Vikings game is not good football. It is a close football game, but that is a bad football game. Roger Goodell for thinking Thursday night football is better than regular football.
I mean, the story for half the season was how bad Thursday night football was.
Right.
So how could anyone on earth think, he's got to be just selling something, right, Steve?
Alternative facts.
Yeah.
It's now the story of our lives as we have like a week to live. So that's such a bold-faced lie. It's unbelievable. So he's got to get incinerated too.
Yeah. What do you think, Nick?
I agree.
Okay, incineration it is. How about that? Our studio is going to be filled with ashes from all this fire. Your turn.
All right. Because it's a sponsored radio segment and not really us talking trash, some guys just shouldn't. Larry Bird, MJ, Von Miller, elite players, they could talk trash.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, Celtics and Wizards played, and we heard about some bad blood. Jay Crowder and John Wall had gotten into it last game. So Kelly Oubre, with his one entire career start, offered the following commentary about the team wearing all black for the game because that was a thing. Here's his quote. "We're ready for whatever. Wearing black is a memo the team is giving away. We're ready for whatever, man. Round three. Let's get it."
Oh.
Dude,
oh,
stop
no.
it. Stop it.
That was his trash talk?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Not really sure what he meant.
So his trash talk is recycle bin.
Do we
are
have
we
something
rating,
worse?
Are we rating him as trash? Or are we rating
no,
the trash talk?
It's like, that's your trash talking?
Okay, well, that's recycle bin.
Come on.
That is recycle bin.
All right.
So if you're in a game with the Celtics and the Wizards at all, just don't talk trash because nobody cares in the end anyways, except for the two people involved in the trash talk.
But they were wearing black.
Yeah, big statement made for the Celtics-Wizards game.
Woo!
I'm going to go to Johnny Manziel for my next one for his tweet and delete. Usually tweet and delete refers to tweets themselves, but Manziel tweeted at Trump to get off Twitter. Here's the tweet. "Yo, at POTUS, even I know to stay away from the notification section on Twitter. Bleep will drive you crazy. Lead the country and let them hate." He has a point, but the source of the tweet is suspect one. And then Manziel apparently didn't listen to his own advice because reading the notification section caused him to delete the account within minutes. So Manziel tweeting advice to anybody and then just deleting his whole account after doing it like a couple of minutes before. I guess I'm ranking Manziel for being trash here.
So I'm going to take an alternative angle to this. He's absolutely staying out of his mention column by deleting his Twitter. He can no longer go to that mention column. I think Manziel is realizing the best way to not read the mentions is to not have Twitter. I stand by his decision. I think it's recycle bin Johnny Manziel.
And then I guess I can relate to that, too, because I ended up deleting my personal Twitter after some similar situations as well.
I just think it's weak sauce part two of this segment, and he gets recycled.
All right, I'm on board with that.
All right. My next one. Back in November 2015, there were a string of over 100 houses in the Seattle area that were robbed, including the house of Mariners pitcher Felix Hernandez, who had $1.5 million worth of goods stolen from his house, including his All-Star Game ring, a 2000 Yankees World Championship ring, turned out to be a replica that you can buy on eBay for $24, and a diamond-covered watch that had King Felix inscripted on it that one of the robbers was wearing when he was arrested.
Oh, no.
Robbers are trash. Robbers that wear stuff that they stole when they're caught, I think, is super trash.
That's so dumb.
I don't even have a response to that. It's like, dude, didn't you even think about fencing it first? Stole it.
Incinerator, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Light it up. We're on a roll.
All right, Steve, last one. You got like a minute and a half.
All right. At least in the case of Kelly Oubre, he's a player, was good at a program like Kansas, was a 15th overall pick, played 63 games as a rookie, all 43 so far this year. How about LeVar Ball? He is the dad of Lonzo Ball, and so far, Mr. B has told me and the media that he guarantees the Bruins are going to win the Natty. It's bold since they've won one of the last 41.
Wow.
And now he says about his son, get this, in an interview with TMZ, said two judge-worthy comments, that his son will find the NBA easier than college.
Oh, wow.
Cool story.
And somebody's got to be better than Michael Jordan. Why not you?
Oh, no.
So his son's very good at basketball. UCLA is very good at basketball. They don't play any defense, so they're not going to win the national championship. Better than Michael Jordan? All right, go away.
Go away. So we're ranking him as trash,
he's
right?
He's crazy Little League parent. That's what he is at this point. Yep.
Oh, man.
So what do you got, Steve?
I don't know. Does he get dumped?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Better than Michael Jordan, that probably means you're an incinerator. Worthy,
yeah,
right?
To claim your son is going to be because someone has to. That's why. Incinerate him.
All right, he's done.
All right, go ahead.
He's done.
All right, that does it.